As NASA starts to comb through the physical evidence from the remains of the shuttle Columbia, engineers from around the country will also be looking into the design of the vehicle. Somewhere written in a blueprint or diagram may be a clue to what went so tragically wrong. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on some of the points in the shuttle's last minutes where investigators might focus.
The Columbia was the first of the four shuttle fleet, but NASA engineers say there was no indication that Columbia was suffering from age. In fact, it went through a major retrofit called an orbiter maintenance down period in 1999. Over 100 modifications were made, most to the orbiter cockpit. None so far suggests what might have caused the accident. But the part of its flight when the Columbia broke apart is a difficult one for any aircraft. As a shuttle re-enters the Earth's atmosphere, it heats up. The craft flies so that the nose and underbelly take the most of the heat, and they are the parts best protected by heat-resistant silica tiles. The angle of descent is critical. Mark Lewis is a professor of aerospace engineering at the University of Maryland and an expert on the dynamics of re-entry, that is, how to get an aircraft back to Earth.
So they want to make sure that as they're re-entering, it's the undersurface of the vehicle, the belly of the vehicle, that's getting the maximum temperatures. And if they don't control that, if, for instance, the vehicle were to go pitching up or were to flip end over end, then you'd no longer have the part of the vehicle that can handle the high temperatures pointing in the right direction.
To point in the right direction, the shuttle pilot or the navigational computer uses flaps on the wing and underneath the fuselage, much the way a conventional aircraft is controlled, except without thrust from jet engines. There is a power system working during re-entry, however. Three auxiliary power units located near the back of the craft provide power for actuators aboard the shuttle.
You know, there are hydraulic systems associated with those actuators. You know, you lose a hydraulic system, for example. That could be a problem.
Those actuators and hydraulic systems control the flaps as the shuttle descends. Without power to the flaps, the shuttle could lose the proper angle of descent and overheat, or even tumble and break apart from the stresses of reentry. Auxiliary power units have served in other spacecraft and have failed before, Lewis says. He notes that there are three APUs on each shuttle, and that provides redundancy should one break down. But according to NASA, the hydrazine fuel for the APUs is corrosive and hazardous. In the past, NASA engineers have considered replacing the APUs with battery-powered units. There is less redundancy in the system of tiles that protects the shuttle from heat. The vehicle's frame is aluminum, which cannot tolerate the 3,000-degree heat created on re-entry. Tiles have often fallen off the shuttle during flight. Losing one tile might not seem to be a hazard, but Lewis says the tiles can be unpredictable.
You know, as soon as you lose one tile, then you've got intense heating on an unprotected region of the vehicle. And you could easily imagine it rippling to other portions right around that area.
These are some of the obvious places to look for an explanation. But the investigation of the Challenger accident in 1986 turned on the discovery of a quite unexpected flaw, O-rings in the solid rocket booster that got too cold to hold their seal. It was far down the list of accident scenarios contemplated the day after that accident. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.